Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show as we continue this series with the Midland Rockhounds tonight at Hodgetown. I'm joined today by Mr. Jason Parks, one of the top dogs in the Arizona Diamondbacks scouting department, kind enough to give us some time this week. Jason, welcome to Amarillo. One, two, can you let our listeners know what exactly it is you're trying to accomplish when you're in town?
Sure. Thanks for having me on. I'm more of like a medium dog, medium-sized dog. I wouldn't say I'm the top dog, but we have a really good scouting department, and I'm lucky to be a part of it. What I'm looking to accomplish here is just one of my objectives as in my current role with the Diamondbacks is to evaluate our prospects and our players. So I go affiliate to affiliate, and I'll write up everybody on the roster, put a grade on, and move on to the next city.
Fair enough. You have been here for this entire series so far with Midland. Obviously, this team is trying to chase down a first-half playoff race. General takeaways of some of the prospects that are here?
This is a loaded an affiliate. Usually the players get promoted quickly, or you know they it starts to dilute at the levels. But this one's got a good concentration of prospects. I think Chris Santos is obviously a really high-end prospect. Turin is a really good prospect. Louise, Drew Jones, Barriga just got here. These are just the positional players. Obviously, there's guys like Egan and Izzy, guys who are – Izzy was obviously recently acquired. And I'm looking forward to putting my eyes on him. But there's a really good concentration of positional talent at this affiliate. And I would say it's probably the heaviest concentration of any affiliate that the Diamondbacks have.
What would you say is your favorite part about traveling all around the world? Because you're going to Asia, you're going to Latin America, you're going all over to scout players. What would you say if you could nail down one thing that is your favorite thing about what you do? What would you say it is?
Probably accruing like airline miles and hotel miles that I can use when I have some downtime. Yes. That's probably my favorite part. The other answer is getting to see baseball in different landscapes allows me to broaden how I see players and what they're capable of at different ages and different levels and different backgrounds. It really helps me put, scouting is a very difficult puzzle, and it helps me put more pieces together when I get to shoot from like a wider lens. So I'm very fortunate to be able to see, you know, amateur players in different markets, pro players in different markets. And I think it allows me to see the game in a more comprehensive way.
You mentioned Chris Santos really catching your eye. Obviously, I mean, everyone kind of considers Double A to be the quote-unquote weed-out level of minor league baseball, and he's gotten here and really has excelled in his first 2.5 weeks at this level. What about his game do you think makes him such a high-level prospect?
He can hit, and he's going to hit, and that's going to carry him. I think his defense has improved. Give him credit for that. But at the end of the day, like baseball is a pretty simple game. And I don't want to take away from any player, but you have to hit. And if you can hit, you can stick around. And he can absolutely hit. I love the way his hands work. I love his bat path. He has strength that's developing. And the way he hits the ball, he's going to start hitting for power in the next few years. I don't think he's going to be here that long. I wouldn't bet on him being here that long.
This is such a busy time for you guys in the scouting department. Obviously, the collegiate season still isn't officially over. They got to finish up in Omaha. The draft is coming up in like a month. I mean, this has just got to be an insane time for you all to collaborate and figure out to be on the same page as far as the draft.
Yeah, I'm really tired. So thank you for reminding me of that. But it's always a great time of year when you get to infuse your organization with premier talent. And from the draft, like we have really, really like good scouts, good process. Like our scouting directors, our special assistants, our special assignment scouts, and our area scouts and our cross checkers, they do such a good job bringing talent into the organization, as you can see on the field here. It's an exciting time of year knowing that when we're about to infuse our organization with some higher end talent, get our system even better.
Daniel Egan threw last night. Ashton Izzy throws tomorrow night. I know you were excited to see Egan last night. You're excited to see Izzy tomorrow. Those two guys are two quote-unquote priority people in this organization, and seems like they both have really improved throughout the course of the season. Is that your assessment as well?
I that's not my assessment because I just saw Egan last night. I haven't been, like, tracking him a whole lot. I come in, I try to just, like, put blinders on, tell you what I think the player is and what he's going to be, and then move on to the next player. So I haven't really been tracking them a whole lot, but I will say that, like, I saw Egan last year. I think he's taking some steps forward. I think that that's all you want to see. I really like his spin combination. I like the way his curveball plays. I like the slider. He's adding a cutter, bringing a new changeup into the mix. He's just really developing, and that's really what you want to see. And then I'm looking forward to Izzy as somebody that we brought in as a trade target and a trade acquisition. So I'm obviously, I've seen the reports that we have so far on him, but I'm trying to keep blinders on because I want to see what he shows me tomorrow, and I'm really looking forward to it. All the reports indicate that he is a future major league starter, and teams always need that. It doesn't matter how many you have, you always need it. So I'm looking forward to seeing if that's true.
Last one for you. You mentioned you love the airline miles and hotel points. Do you have a favorite place you've traveled for scouting or not?
I'm very fortunate. I get to go a lot of different places for scouting. I get to go all over Asia, all over Latin America. I get to go all over this country. Some of the places are good. Some of them are obviously not. I think, you know, anytime I can go see the ocean and go listen to the sound of the ocean and sit on a beach, I don't really care where it is. So if I can use those miles to go to Puerto Rico or Hawaii or wherever, like, sign me up.
Jason, thanks so much for the time.
You got it.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.